Blog Talk Radio.
Healing.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the
Welcome to week 224 of the Healing Fountain Show, and this is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and we have a very special guest today. He's been here before, so it's a welcome return for Kahan. He's a very talented musician, and he's going to tell us all about being fifth dimensional. And before we bring him on, though, we're going to join up with Gary over there in the United States. So are you there, Gary? He's in Oregon. Hello, Gary. Cajon lives in Spain, but he will be actually coming over to the United Kingdom next weekend, where he's going to be doing some shows in Manchester. So we'll tell you all about that in a minute. But I think we've lost... Oh, he's on mute for some reason. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, everyone.
Where were you? You're late. Did you bring a note?
I was muted, I guess. Oh. That's okay. I've done whole radio shows on mute before.
Yeah, me too. It sounds better, doesn't it, really? Yeah.
Some of my best stuff, some of my, you know, best, most profound pontifications have been done while I was on mute.
Oh.
Amazing.
So what's been going on over there in America? You've been having thick snow, is that right?
In some areas, yes. Here in the Pacific Northwest, it's been quite lovely, actually. The sun has been shining, and the temperatures have been fairly cool, but livable. It's about to rain, though. We're going to get some more rain. It rains here a lot. Other than that, no complaints here. The rest of America, however, is getting, you know, snow and ice and that sort of thing.
Mm. Oh, well, I used to live in Belleville, Ontario, as you know, and my brother was online this week Googling it, and it was 20 degrees below zero in Belleville. So I was quite pleased that I was here in the wet rather than there in the 20 degrees below. But in actual fact, we've been fine here. We've had some lovely days. In fact, I've been out gardening about 3 times in the last 2 weeks. And down south in England, they've been having really bad floods. And in fact, it looked like they lived at the coast. It looked like the sea. All over the fields, you know, we need to get some more defenses from the rivers and things here. But anyway, we've been fine here. But
Water
before we
from the sky
actually,
is always a gift.
it is, but you can have too much of a good thing.
Well,
But we're going to have a group hug because we cross dimensions, timelines, oceans, and everything to bring this show out to everybody all over the world. And in fact, we do get people who tune in from all over the world, Singapore and Brazil and Portugal and everywhere. So a big group hug right now.
all right.
Oh, that was
We get
lovely.
listeners from all those places?
Of course we do. Hong Kong, yeah, we've had callers
Wow.
ringing from Hong Kong.
I think we even
And
get it from Sheboygan in places.
right, is
Yeah.
that near you? That's
No, I'm not sure
over.
exactly where that is, but I like
Oh,
the name
right.
of it.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to, before we bring Kahan on, play a song that he requested, and it's a George Michael song. And I love George Michael. This one's called Spinning.
Standing in the rain, in the wind,
George Michael there. Okay, we're going to bring on Kahan. He's going to tell us about, well, he's an international author, inspirational speaker and quantum healer, and he works with quantum energies that transform reality. So he's going to tell us about his work. So are you there, Kahan?
Yes, hi, Jan.
Hiya, how are you doing?
Hello, hi. Kahan. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Gary. It's great. I hear you guys talking about the weather, and we're so lucky here in the Mediterranean in Barcelona.
Oh, we're jealous.
Having, like 2 or 3 weeks, that it's almost like summer. It's unbelievable.
So lucky.
It's been so warm.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
But you know what? We should not trust that, because then in February, March, or April, we might get even snow and go really freezing. So, you know, one way or the other, we're going to get to the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you get snow in Spain, Kahan?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Oh, you live near Barcelona, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, so lucky.
But yeah.
As I was saying earlier, you're coming over at the end of this week to do some shows in Manchester, England, because there is a Manchester over there in the United States, Gary, I saw. And,
I think there is.
Yeah, there is. So if you want to get in touch with Kahan, he's going to tell you all about it. But do you want to just tell us about your work now, Kahan, before we go into all that?
Yeah, just very briefly.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing the 1st, the 2nd, and the 3rd of February in Manchester. Two workshops based on the new energies of the violet light, which are meant to be putting people in touch with the ascension frequency of the soul, so that we can move from the old paradigm and the old limited self to the quantum self and to the quantum reality. So in a way, elevating vibration to leave behind all these old ways of living and conceiving reality. So it's like an initiation that we're going to be doing there in Manchester. And if anybody's interested in that, they can get in touch through my email, which is violetvibe@yahoo.com.
Violetvibe@yahoo.com.
Violetvibe.
Brilliant. Okay. Yeah. So
in any case, people can always go to my webpage, which is kahan.eu. And right when you go in, there is a message that at the end says, make the connection. If you click there, you will have access to many information, my other emails, and quick ways to get into what's going on and get in touch with me.
Right. So that's handy to know.
What are some of the tools that that you use to help others in this ascension process, in this developing awareness toward fifth dimensional reality? What sort of ways do you do that? How do you bring that to you?
Well, the main thing to take into account is that we need to move from a reality, so to speak, where we have been enclosed like a bubble, and in that reality we have become limited beings that believe in lack, scarcity, and all sorts of limitations. Now, that reality goes together with that kind of personality, that kind of awareness. So if we want to move away and ahead from that, we need to become beings that are connected with the infinite potential that the universe offers. And that universe offering is what we call the quantum field, the quantum consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So to move from one area, one reality, to the other, we need like a bridge, we need a connection element that allows us to take that jump, that quantum jump, and become the fifth dimensional being that we are meant to be. Now, the way I do that is connecting people with high vibrational energies or high vibrational light. The main one that I work with is the violet light, which has been very well known for many years through Saint Germain, the violet flame, and all that. But what happened in 1999 is that this energy was like upgraded for the Earth, and we received the violet ray of light with the new frequencies to be able to connect people into that new violet ray of light. And the power of that light, what happens, what makes for people, is that transmutes them through a process of spiritual alchemy into ascended beings. So that is a way that we bridge that gap between the 3D and the 5D, the third dimensional reality and consciousness, to the fifth dimensional reality and consciousness through a process which we call ascension. The violet power is able to do that because it elevates dramatically the vibration of any human being in terms of physical body, emotional body, mental body, and spiritual self, aligning them with their true self, with their life mission, and with source. And in that way, releasing the consciousness and the being itself from the trapping of the limited consciousness that we have known in the third dimensional reality.
Mm-hmm. Everyone knows we create a reality as we go along.
Right.
And this is the tools that you do at your workshops just help others to transcend and improve their reality. You create it a bit differently.
Yeah. There are many ways that we work with that in the workshops. Many aspects that we could go into, but time in the show is not available in a way that we can go into all that. But, you know, mentioning what I've said is the first step or the main step to do that. But also the teachings, when you have been doing this for a long time, as I do myself, you bring the experience you are having as a teacher or as a spiritual guide from your own experience as you connect with the quantum reality, with God's source, your own meditation, your own experience. So as I go on working with the new energies and with the spirituality, I am taking to new visions, to new energies, to new ways of accessing the evolution available to humans. So what I do is I create new workshops and new stuff that I can teach. Right now I'm talking about the being fifth dimensional, which is a very, very fascinating subject because it is about joy. Being fifth dimensional is about joy. And that means when I, as a human being, look at my life, and my consciousness, and I realized that a lot of the thinking process, the feeling process, the acting, the decisions that I make are not based on my joy or the joy of others. Just that simple contemplation is enough to make me wake up to realize that I'm not walking the path of light fully, because I make, how many people on the earth, how many of us have done that many times, making choices that don't bring joy, because we thought we had to do those things, because we thought we had to please someone, because we thought we were meant to sacrifice our joy in the name of something else, some kind of gain, which at the end of the day is going to create karma, and we have to pay, I say we pay toll, because it's not the right path, the path of no joy. Therefore, we have to revert to make choices of joy. And the way to align, the easiest way to align yourself with that is to, everything you think, everything you decide, and everything you do has to bring joy. If it doesn't, just take it out of your mind, take it out of your life, because it's not the way. That is just the way to third dimensional density and suffering. If we want to go to the fifth dimension, we have to speak joy, walk joy, and act in joy, and make those decisions that are going to bring joy to our lives. And that is the way to go. And everything else we have been doing that doesn't bring joy, we have to start to look at it seriously and start to take it out of our lives.
Yeah, and one of the ways is by living your passion, as you do, Kahan.
That's right.
You're living your passion, aren't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And bringing joy to yourself and other people. But also it involves living your life with gratitude. Because if you live with your life with gratitude, that is the key to happiness. Because if you're grateful for everything you have, you're not worrying about what you haven't got.
That's right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so true. I mean, there are so many aspects that make up that crystalline light hologram of the fifth dimensional being. And as you rightly say, gratitude, living your passion. There are many aspects that when we contemplate in meditation in these times, I think we can all access a greater consciousness if we are really serious and committed within to connect with new possibilities. And one of the aspects to do that is also entering into a true surrender. A surrender that opens the doors to a greater reality, because when we let go, we let God in. And then God takes care of everything because it's already done. And we let go of the ego that thinks the ego has to do, because if the ego doesn't do, then fears losing control and then being wiped out of existence. But that is just an illusion. The truth is that God is the only doer, and we have to surrender to allow that through gratitude, through opening and saying, yes, thank you, God, that you are there doing everything. And I offer my power to that greater possibility, so that that greater power flows through me as a human being, and then I'm empowered by a greater consciousness, and then everything happens, and everything gets done, I mean, because we need to let go and let God in, and that is so key, so crucial.
Yes, yes. Mm. That's what they call it, surrender and win. I've heard that before. Yeah.
Wow. Very powerful.
We need to become subtle. One of the workshops I'm giving these days about the new reality and becoming and being fifth dimensional, I'm talking about becoming subtle. And through all that, we're talking about being in gratitude, being able to surrender that which doesn't bring light to me as a human being, that which doesn't work anymore, and through the force of habit, I'm still doing it, but just stop myself and say, hey, I can surrender. I can just let go and see what happens. And the great kind of link there, the great shift has to be overcoming the empty space of infinity, the sensation of the personality that makes you feel uncertainty, as you let go. Because when you let go and you connect with the quantum field, and you know the fifth dimensional reality and beyond is waiting for you when you open up, you can say, I am open and available to the good that the universe is creating right here, right now, and it's going to show through me, because I have become an open door to that. Because the universe is always looking for an open door to manifest the greatest good it has. The infinity is creating at every moment. And when you realize that, that you can be that open door, what you are is you become so blessed, because the universe is using you as a vehicle for goodness. And then you realize within yourself that it's only good, that the good and bad is just a fiction of the duality reality of 3D. But beyond that, there is only good, there is only light, there is only joy, there is only love. And then what you do is you subscribe to that reality. You give up the third dimensional kingdom and reality of duality, the good and the bad. And you say, no, I'm only going to connect. I'm going to put my sky satellite channel in the direction that I can catch only the oneness. And the oneness is there is only good being created in the universe. And you are connected to that channel, and all you see and all the programs you download are about good. And then you realize that that is possible in your life.
Perfect. It's all about the joy, love, freedom, happiness and laughter. Those are the things that are, it's so huge, so huge. And as we live and experience that and only that, that is what we will attract more of into our lives.
Yeah,
and it's through the gratitude. The gratitude is also huge. Yeah.
We're here as humans, and we have to sort of continue with our human life in a way, but we can live the human life in the divine, if you know what I mean, because the divine is in us and without us and around us and always there. And so we don't ever have to feel that we're separated from the divine. We can just feel that we are divine.
We are. We are extensions of that divine. Yeah. We are extensions of the divine, of the extensions of source energy.
Yeah. One of the important aspects in all that is that we need to recover our power, and then we recover power and we follow our bliss. Because if we don't get our power back, we are not free to choose the greatest joy, the greatest bliss. And once we can do that, we are on the right path forever.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And it's been even better since 2014 came in with all this added extra light that came onto the planet.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Really powerful.
And it has been hard work for some people. You know, some people have been feeling a lot of the energies, especially with the implosions on the sun and, everything that's been happening around the sun. And, but if we can just take as much light on board as is being delivered to the earth as we possibly can, that's the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah. The mantra that I received for 2014, and that I developed in some of my websites that people can access any moment through the information I gave earlier on, the main mantra, the main focus is dare. It's about daring. Because when you are into that consciousness of daring, the universe responds to you and says, yes, finally, you wake up to a level that you are ready for a greater reality of goodness, of abundance, of love, of joy, power, and possibilities, because that is waiting for us there, but we have to dare to go for it, to dare to go beyond the limits we have known and to challenge our own egos and personalities beyond the frame of known references and the comfort zones, because then we break away and say, okay, I'm going to dare, and that means I'm going to be able, I'm going to open up, I'm going to be available to something that I don't know what it's going to look like. So much good, but I don't know what it's going to look like. But what I know is that it's going to be much better than the reality I have known until now. And that takes daring, true courage to go for it.
Yes, it does, but, you know, it's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's about trusting the Creator and trusting the universe, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
And also, I mean, we've nothing to lose, have we? I'm trying to create my heaven on Earth with no wars, no starvation, no poverty, you know, and everything that I need on this planet and everything I need the planet to be.
Yeah.
And Kahan, you are obviously one of the 144,000 people who have incarnated, especially at this time, to help the planet Earth and humanity with the shift. And it's like I say nearly every week, anybody listening into this program is probably one of the 144,000 as well, because it's so easy now for us all to connect with the advances in technology that... And like attracts like, so we're all probably part of the 144,000.
Yeah, well, thank you for the confidence there. you guys probably also, as you mentioned, everybody related to the show is probably part of that family, and many others that perhaps we will know some day to come.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all creating a wave of light that is so necessary. Because humanity as a whole is living a lie, so to speak, because what's going on average out there in our lives or the lives of people in humanity can go far beyond the limits that we know in our day-to-day lives. And there's so much room for greater light. And as you mentioned, so much light coming in at the beginning of 2014, and it's still coming in very powerfully. I mean, the vibration is really, really powerful. I live in a place that is right next to a national reserve, and it's a huge mountain. There's nothing there. It's just nature, wilderness. And I can feel the power of the earth, the vibrations coming from heaven, because we are right there in this natural place. And it's very, very strong, the vibration. I recommend everyone to get out in the open sky, in nature, and feel what is going on, what is happening. And it really speaks for itself.
Mm. Well, it's lovely that you're living in such a sunny place, because I think if you go somewhere sunny, and if you go outside in nature on a sunny day, you really feel that you're in heaven on earth, don't you?
Well, it does help a lot. And yeah, I mean, having faith, just seeing a quote here from my book, Stargate 2012 and Beyond, beautiful quote that says, faith is the platform on which the gifts of God travel. So.
Wow, that's a good one.
Something to remember.
Faith is the platform on which the gifts of God travel.
Yeah.
Well, I like that.
I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Thank you. It was there for everyone to share.
So would you like to just mention your websites again, please, Kahan, before we play your video?
Yeah, it's www.kahan, K-A-H-A-N, .eu for Europe. And then when you go into the web, there is a little message there that says at the end, make the connection. So you either navigate through the web itself or go to that link, make the connection. You will have access to a lot of information. You can see what's going on with the new workshops and even ask questions, get some healing, some alignment sessions. Even a beautiful online course about the new reality that you get a weekly audio recording to your email every week. And it's fantastic because it's full with keys and empowering for the new times.
Right, that sounds brilliant. And yeah, just to remind everybody that you are coming over to Manchester, and you've got three shows coming up beginning of February. And so anybody that wants to come over for the shows, or anybody in the UK who wants to go up to Manchester to take part in the shows, can just contact you on your website.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, right. I'm just, if you're ready, Kahan, would you like us to play your video now, or have you got anything else to tell us?
No, I'm great, so we can all watch the video.
Brilliant. Well, could you post the link in the chat room, please, Gary, because my computer is refusing to do that today.
I have already done so.
Oh, thanks a lot.
And I can go ahead and get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link and pull up the
Great.
Player, pull up the video, pause the player. The video is The Truth About Who You Are by Kahan. And pull up the player, pause the player, mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us all know you are ready. And John Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will cue us all and synchronize us and play the video all in unison. So as we're waiting for the hearts to come up, and here they come, John Christie, you feel free to...
I'll count you down.
Go ahead,
okay.
Cue us all up.
Okay, The Truth About Who You Are, and Kahan is speaking on this one. It's not a music one, but as I said in on the chat, on the show page, Kahan is a talented musician, and he's going to be doing a beautiful meditation for us in a little while. And in the background, we're going to be playing one of Kahan's songs, which is called Journey. Okay, so I'll just play this YouTube video. Here we go, 10, 9, 8... 7654321 press play.
Hello friends, I am Kahan. Something that I want to share with you at this moment that is coming very much into focus for me in my life at the moment, and I'm sure for a lot of people too, is a new way of relating to life and living life. And it is moving to the space of having only one relationship. A relationship with the light, and not having any other relationships apart from that which is of the light. And this is as the new energies are coming into play in our lives and taking us to a new sphere of reality and of doing things, and finding this in connection with the universe, that this is a very crucial point for all of us at this moment, and moving to that place of just having one relationship with the light, which means that in the past we have had relationships with many things that were not of the light. We have had relationships with our negative personalities, our negative identities, our negative low vibration thoughts, emotions, and words and actions. And we have sustained a relationship and a reality with all those things. And we have created them in our reality, and therefore they have manifested because we have allowed them. And now it is the time to only have one relationship with light, the relationship with that which is luminous. And that means everything else that is not luminous, that is not of the light, that comes up within ourselves, acknowledge it, do not resist it or reject it, but take it, move it into the light of your consciousness. Because your consciousness and the consciousness of everyone is just light. And in that way, we're moving to that new way of doing things and living things from the light, in which we do not entertain the low vibration things. We do not focus or give energy to that which is not luminous or belongs to the light. And we move away from denial, from resistance, from saying no, because that is already putting energy and attention to that which you don't want, and therefore is having a relationship with it. When you don't want something that is not luminous, when something comes up that is not of the light, don't give it your attention or your energy. Just move into the direction of the light and put your attention, put your energy to that which is the light. And the other things will just vanish. There is no need to support them in our reality, because this is the time to have only a relationship with the light. This is going to simplify your life to a great extent and make things very, very clear as you become more powerful, because you're going to be focusing only in sustaining relationship with the light. Another thing that I want to share with you today is a very meaningful experience that might be very relevant to many of you and might clarify great things at this moment in our paradigm change and in our consciousness. Years ago, I used to be able to connect very high, when I was actually very young, with the higher spiritual states of consciousness. It is something that nobody taught me. It came with me in my soul, in this life. And I was able to tap into realms beyond this world and move a great way away from my own human dimension. And I did that very, very regularly. And I entered into fabulous states of bliss and expanded consciousness. But one day, as I was doing that and connected in that way, my consciousness took a huge, a limitless jump towards infinity. And what happened is that I merged with everything around me. Everything in the world and in the universe was part of me. Now, this wasn't in terms of concept or a mental idea. This was a true, powerful, very, very deep experience that I had. And it was beyond the mind and beyond thought completely. And what happened is that I experienced myself as much as I am me here in everything else. I was myself as much as the me here as I was in every other thing that I could see around me. It was stunning. It was really amazing. And I realized in that state of awareness something very, very, very impacting. And it was the recovery of my spiritual memory. I kept repeating to myself, I knew it, I knew it, I knew this was me. And it was a revelation that showed me that that state of consciousness, being everywhere in oneness, was what I had been looking for all the time, looking for my own true identity and my oneness consciousness. So I can tell you from that experience that this is real. This is a reality. And all the spiritual paths and the religious paths that speak about God being everywhere, consciousness being everywhere, and that you are God and God is part of you, all that is true. Because those spiritual paths or religions started from masters and enlightened beings that had an awareness and a state of consciousness that reflected what they were in truth, without limits. And then they started teaching like Buddha or Jesus and sharing with everyone those revelations and those states of consciousness of God as oneself. So this is also true for you. And I share this with you so that you know from a first-hand experience from someone who has experienced that and lived there, that this state is what you are in truth. This is your true state of consciousness of everyone, because this is the soul in oneness. And at one point, one is able to lift him or herself up from the human perception and merge with that spiritual perception in the spiritual communion with our spiritual nature or higher nature. And then we connect, we tap into that field which permeates all the consciousness, everything is connected to this oneness. And once you are there, you are able to experience that as your own truth and your own consciousness. So know from this story, from this reality that I have experienced, that that state is real, that it does exist, and that what you and most people on earth are experiencing at the human level, the human consciousness, is not what we are, is not what you are. You are far beyond, and you are into that realm of universal oneness. So do keep that with you, and try to realize in your daily life that there is something else than what you are experiencing about yourself, that this is not your truth, that you are much bigger and you are one with everything. Do check my links here in my channel. They will take you to places of great information, great revelations that will inspire you and perhaps give you the missing link that you need at this time, or perhaps you might be able to tap into some of the work that I do, even online, to help people all over the world for their new consciousness, for their ascension, for the shift into a paradigm of light and power and love, moving into a state of greater truth for themselves. So I'm here to help. Do connect anytime and let us know what we can do for you. I send you a powerful radiation of love and blessings to every one of you, and take care of yourselves. Namaste.
Right now it's time to light our candles. Don't worry if you don't have a physical candle there. You can light your candle mentally. We light our candles to signify our intent, and I light my candle for world peace and interspiritual unity. And also, powerful tool is fire, and so we can manifest our wishes with the use of fire, and mine are to send love, light and healing out to all mankind. And also the fire reminds us of the light that we are connected to and part of, and just a little flame of. I've also lit the Nag Shampa, which creates positivity, ready for us to call in the light. And we're going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
We call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Azrael, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia Corey. And I would like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you.
Dearest Wei Xiaowas, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
we connect with our heart center. And we breathe in deeply a couple of times. We go up to connect the heart center with the crown center in oneness. And we go beyond the crown center to reach the divine consciousness of universal oneness. We see our light going beyond ourselves from the crown center to that oneness, and a ray of light from ourselves goes right into the heart of divine source. We feel connected to source. In that loving connection, we meet our brothers and sisters of the light, the highest ascended masters, the masters of light, our brothers and sisters in the higher planes. We invoke them with love and gratitude. Be with us, around us, and within us. Become a powerful, loving center of light, love, and healing. We allow ourselves to become and to be the light that we are, to shift or shape-shift into our true form, which is that of a being of light. The Buddha nature or the Christ consciousness. Through that connection with source, we see a ray of white crystal diamond light coming down into our crown center, going right into our heart center and projecting to the base center. Now focusing our attention on the heart center, we see a chalice of light. That is created and ascends from the heart. Every moment that chalice of light becomes more real, more powerful, we can see it, we can feel it. Thank you. that holy chalice receives now the ray of light that is coming from source, with all the new light energies for 2014, together with the ascension energies that are guiding the way of humanity individually and as a group towards the levels and the kingdoms of light, the fifth dimension and beyond. As that ray of white crystal diamond light goes into the chalice of the heart, a new light is created in that communion from divine and every individual soul at this level. That communion creates a point of brilliant light, holding the new consciousness for everyone at this time. The seed, the power of becoming a being of light, an ascended master of love, light, and wisdom. Let's feel that light now for a few silent moments. This is the true communion with our inner light. We see this sphere of light rising up from the chalice, appearing above the chalice, radiating light at the center of our being. A golden light now surrounds this sphere of white crystal light. We feel and we know in that contact that everything is holy, everything is sacred, because we are, you and I, an emanation from the most holy presence in the universe, the presence of life, which is the consciousness of love. And because we are part of that unity, we must be holy, and also we must be love. We cannot be anything else. So we allow that sacred vibration to go right through our self, body, mind, heart, and the spirit, to allow ourselves to become the best and most luminous version of who we can be. That light illumines now our mind and our thoughts, our heart, our feelings, our physical bodies, body temples of the spirit, and our higher luminous self that dwells above the crown chakra in everyone. As we breathe in, we try to reach that connection with the luminous self above the crown. And there we receive a violet blue light from Source. That is the very energy and vibration of the new age, of the age of Aquarius, that we have started very recently. And we are to become the men and the women of the age of Aquarius through the resurrection of our light. As it is touched by the light of Source. We allow this violet blue light to go into our mind, to realign our thoughts and our thinking,
And we lost Kahan at the end of that, but it was brilliant up to there. Are you there, Kahan? Hello? I think we do have him back online. We'd just like to thank him for the beautiful meditation.
Absolutely.
And for the beautiful talk and the video as well. And, well, that's what you get with a live show, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what we deal with, technology and Skype and crossing time zones and dimensions and meridians and all that stuff. Sometimes we run into these difficulties. But he's a brilliant guest, and I always love having him on the show. Wonderful guy.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, he did request a Pink Floyd song called Wish You Were Here. So I thought appropriate. We'll play a little bit of that now. Not all of it, but here we go.
Okay.
I wish Kahan were here.
He is here. Just in spirit, that's all.
No, he's here somewhere. I think he might have his mic muted.
At some level.
Thank the angels for being with us and for Kahan. Thank you for being such a wonderful guest, Kahan. So sorry we lost a little bit of your meditation there. But we're creating our own reality, so we'll create an ending for that. Until next time we see you, Kahan.
Absolutely.
Are
and
you
thank
there,
you
Kahan?
Everyone for joining us as well.
Yes, thank you. And next week, we have Kelly Coulter, so you can call in for your messages next week. And Gary,
wonderful.
Kahan requested your favorite song, so I'm going to play us out with that. It's we played it last week, actually, because the guest requested it, but here we go. It was been requested again tonight, so This one is especially for Cajon. And thank you for joining as well, Gary, and everybody listening in and everybody in the chat room. Thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you all for joining us.
We love you.
Thank you for joining us, even though we weren't coming apart.
No, we weren't. Here we go.
Aha.
You love it, don't you?
Aha. We were meant to be here.
Oh, of course we were.
Thank you.